Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with World News. The headlines. India Day, highlighting the country's development and reform path, celebrated at 7th Bern Summit in Shanghai, China. Venezuela condemns recent U.S. maneuvers near its waters as the greatest threat in a century. Russia intercepts and destroys more than 100 Ukrainian drones across several regions. And in men's cricket, India's 9-wicket win in the final ODI in Sydney thwarts a clean sweep of the 3-match series by hosts Australia. India Day was celebrated at the 7th Bern Summit in Shanghai today, highlighting the country's development and reform path, as well as technological advancement. The event was attended by Indian Consul General in Shanghai, Prateek Mathur, alongside Vice Chairperson of Niti Aayog, Suman Beri, and global leaders from financial services, technology and education sectors. According to the Consulate General of India in Shanghai, India's green transition and climate equity financing, keeping in mind the interests of the Global South, were discussed during the event. The discussions also explored supply chain realignments, the transformative impact of technology and artificial intelligence, and India's emergence as a pivotal force in the evolving global order. The 3-day Bern Summit is a global conclave that concluded with wide-ranging dialogues on the future of finance, technology, and global governance. India's permanent representative to the United Nations, Parvathaneni Harish, has called upon Pakistan to end the grave and ongoing human rights violations in the areas illegally occupied by it, particularly in Jammu and Kashmir. He said this while addressing the United Nations Security Council during the open debate organized on the 80th UN Day yesterday.
Union territory of Jammu and Kashmir has been, is, and will always be an integral and inalienable part of India. The people of Jammu and Kashmir exercise their fundamental rights in accordance with India's time-tested democratic traditions and constitutional framework. We, of course, know that these are concepts alien to Pakistan. We call upon Pakistan to end the grave and ongoing human rights violations in the areas illegally occupied by it, where the population is in open revolt against Pakistan's military occupation, repression, brutality, and illegal exploitation of resources.
Meanwhile, the Financial Action Task Force, FATF, has warned Pakistan that its removal from the grey list in October 2022 does not make it immune to money laundering and terrorist financing. In Pakistan, a fresh wave of violence has once again targeted the country's fragile education system. Unidentified assailants blew up an under-construction girls' primary school in Garabudha village of Tang district, sparking fear and outrage among residents. The motive and perpetrators behind the bombing remain unclear. However, the attack has generated deep concern in the community, with parents and activists condemning the assault on girls' education. They have demanded that the provincial authorities not only rebuild the school immediately, but also ensure adequate security for educational institutions in the region. Malaysia is set to host the 47th ASEAN summit, along with other summits, under the theme Inclusivity and Sustainability at Kuala Lumpur from tomorrow. During the summit, the signing of the declaration on the admission of Timor-Leste into ASEAN will take place, marking its formal admission as the 11th ASEAN member state. We have a report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually attend the 22nd ASEAN-India summit tomorrow. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that Prime Minister Modi and the ASEAN leaders will jointly review the progress in ASEAN-India relations and discuss initiatives for strengthening comprehensive strategic partnership. It said strengthening relationship with ASEAN is a key pillar of India's Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will represent Prime Minister Modi at the 20th East Asia Summit in Kuala Lumpur on Monday. The East Asia Summit will provide an opportunity to deliberate on the challenges to peace, stability and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region and also exchange views on regional and international developments. Meanwhile, United States President Donald Trump is en route to Asia on a high-stakes diplomatic tour to participate in the ASEAN Summit in Malaysia. Mr. Trump is expected to meet Chinese President Xi Jinping and several regional leaders, including North Korea's Kim Jong-un, during his visit. Leaders of US and China will discuss ways to end the ongoing trade war between the world's two largest economies. Manoj Singh Rana for World News.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will embark on a two-day visit to Seychelles tomorrow to attend the swearing-in ceremony of President-elect of Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Hermini. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that during the visit, the Vice President will convey India's felicitations to Dr. Hermini and reaffirm close, long-standing and time-tested ties between the two countries. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the world news. Venezuela's Defense Minister Vladimir Padrino Lopez warned of U.S. military threats in the Caribbean and condemned recent maneuvers near Venezuelan waters as the greatest threat in a century. Despite tensions, Mr. Lopez reaffirmed the country's commitment to peace. Earlier, Venezuela denounced new U.S. sanctions on Colombian President Gustavo Petro and his associates, calling them illegal and neo-colonial. The government urged Latin American unity in defending sovereignty. The Russian Defense Ministry announced that air defense systems intercepted and destroyed 121 Ukrainian drones overnight across several regions. The drones were downed in Rostov, Volgograd, Bryansk, Kaluga, Smolensk, Belgorod, Moscow, Voronezh, Leningrad, Novgorod, Ryazan, Tambov, Tver and Tula. The ministry reported that the attacks targeted multiple areas but were successfully repelled by Russian defenses. Meanwhile, Russian envoy Kirill Dmitriev, head of the Russian Direct Investment Fund, stated that the planned summit between Presidents Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump will take place at a later date. He emphasized that the meeting has been postponed rather than cancelled. At the ongoing South Asian Athletics Championship in Ranchi, Indian athletes gave their best performance on the second day today, clinching 6 gold, 7 silver and 4 bronze medals so far. Our correspondent has the details.
On the second day of the 4th South Asian Athletics Championships 2025 being held in Ranchi, athletes contested for 36 medals in 12 various athletic events. The Indian team remained on the top of the medal tally after clinching 6 gold, 7 silver and 4 bronze medals on the second day. With this, the Indian team totals with 11 gold, 13 silver and 7 bronze medals in total, followed by Sri Lanka in the medal tally. Shilpi, Akashwani News, Ranchi.
In men's cricket, India thwarted a clean sweep of the three-match series by hosts Australia with a comfortable 9-wicket win in the final ODI in Sydney today. Chasing a target of 237 runs, India overhauled the score for the loss of just 1 wicket in 38.3 overs. Earlier opting to bat after winning the toss, the hosts were bowled out for 236 in 46.4 overs. Despite the loss, Australia secured the series 2-1. In some more news, German Foreign Minister Johann Wadephul has postponed his planned visit to China after Beijing confirmed only one meeting. This was stated by the German Foreign Office. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India Day, highlighting the country's development and reform path, celebrated at 7th Bund Summit in Shanghai, China. Venezuela condemns recent U.S. maneuvers near its waters as the greatest threat in a century. Russia intercepts and destroys more than 100 Ukrainian drones across several regions. And in men's cricket, India's 9-wicket win in the final ODI in Sydney thwarts a clean sweep of three-match series by hosts Australia. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.